Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at entrepreneur.com. So we are either in the midst of college graduation season, or maybe it's just ended. I'll be honest, it's been a while since I graduated and I've kind of lost track. But today's guests, I believe at the time of this recording, graduated maybe 2 weeks ago from Michigan State, and their post-graduation experience is going to be a little different from most people's. Definitely different than mine. Maybe it's not different than yours. And if it's not different than yours, congratulations, because you are running a company worth multiple millions of dollars. The two guests today are Madhav Agarwal and Tanvi Gadamaseti. They are the co-founders of Brace, which is this highly technical shoelace that they say will never come untied. And they sent me a bunch to try, and dag nabbit, the things did not come untied. It is not a lie. These things are pretty amazing. So amazing that maybe you recognize their name because they were big winners on a little show called Shark Tank. They actually got two deals while they were there. So pretty impressive stuff for people who were still in college when they were on Shark Tank. Pretty amazing. So we had a lot to talk about. They are extremely lovely people, extremely smart people, as you will see, and they're going to inspire you, so be warned. But to kick things off, I asked the two if they could give us the elevator pitch of Brace and tell us how it all came to be.
My name is Tanvi Gadamaseti. I'm the co-founder and COO of Brace.
And I'm Madhav Agarwal, the CEO and co-founder of Brace, originally from New Delhi in India, came here for college and now a graduating senior at Michigan State. We both are former athletes and got injured, and we could not pursue our sports independently because of these injuries. And as engineers, we realized that we could improve the materials that go into performance and safety gear. So Brace is an advanced material tech startup. We make patented polymer composites, consider them better materials to make gear more accessible, better in performance, and last longer. Our first proof of concept is the world's first shoelaces that never come untied. We call them laces that never quit for different sports with sport-specific benefits. Today, with presence in every single major league across the country, and we're backed by execs at Nike, Adidas, and recognizable global brands.
Okay, so that's the business. Pretty damn impressive, as I said. And getting to Shark Tank. So they said their lifelong dream was to appear on Shark Tank. Not only did they get on it, but they won. But I was curious, what is it really like when you dream about being on something for so long and then the day arrives where you're actually on it and you're actually going to walk out and pitch your company to the sharks? How does the dream match up to the reality?
Yeah, actually being on Shark Tank felt like it was a truly life-changing moment. Both Madhav and I grew up watching Shark Tank practically like our entire lives. We would remember, you know, sitting in front of the TV at our house with our family, just seeing these entrepreneurs on the screen, like inventing some of the most genius stuff that you wouldn't even think of, and seeing the way that they pitched their product, how passionate they were in their story. And then, you know, some years later to actually be on that stage doing the same exact thing, it was such a life-changing moment, and it felt like such a full circle moment to be standing on that stage.
So leading up to Shark Tank, we had this perfect pitch, perfect answers, and even our walking speed prepared. We'd prepared for it to be the most perfect, call it scratchless pitch right before when we were preparing for that same exact moment. But even before we got onto the stage, we were waiting for so long to actually wait for the cue and actually start walking. We were so tired from the entire travel from here in Michigan to Culver City in California. We were so tired and still were repeating and just asking each other questions, trying to prepare for how the Sharks' questions would come at us. But as soon as we got the cue of actually walking onto the tank, we forgot everything. Our minds went black. We were shivering. I don't know if you could tell it by the way we were walking into the tank in the clips, but it was extremely daunting to actually walk through that hallway.
Yeah.
The questions were all good. We already knew the answers. But the walking in and then walking out after we got a double shark deal was the hardest part of the entire
deal. The hallway is really long. Like, it takes like a good 30 seconds to walk down it. And then you actually, like, in that moment are like, oh, like, we're actually doing this. Like,
yeah.
This is actually real life.
So I was curious, big win on the show. What's it like the day after? You're done celebrating, you're going nuts, everyone's going crazy. Now it's time to get to work. What's that really like?
Yes, so as of today, where we are is it's been exactly a month and a half since people saw us on Shark Tank. Now Brace has evolved from just shoelaces, as you saw us on the show. We're an advanced material tech startup. We have signed contracts with all the way from Africa's largest running brand to America's most well-known legacy workwear brands that will be announced later this year. On the business side of things, we are now in six-figure profits for our second only calendar year. So we've hit a rather large milestone for ourselves. And we also are on the edge of closing our pre-seed round. We will be raising a little over $2.5 million as our pre-seed round, with participation from some senior exec veterans at companies that we know, like Nike, Adidas, DeWalt, all the way to pro team ownerships of the Cleveland Browns and Milwaukee Bucks. Their ownership groups and family offices have led into the round. What this has signified is that within just 18 months of starting Brace, we've graduated beyond just being a student startup. Just last weekend, we won the world's largest business plan competition at Rice University with their $600,000. We have people who've built brands from scratch, brands that we recognize and know of today worldwide. And now they have joined in on our mission and our execution skills to actually build Brace with us. So we're extremely proud of how far we've come.
And proud they should be. So my assumption is that when you hit that kind of level of success, your fellow students are asking you, how'd you do that? What should I do? And it turns out that was pretty much the case. So I asked them if they could share some of the advice that they've given to their fellow students, and in some cases, even their teachers.
We do run into a lot of friends, even peers, junior students, some professors even, asking us for advice or asking us for our perspective on how we see building a business while still being students and having done so much in the last 15 years of being full-time students. Now, and our response to that always is that we're in no position to give advice. We're also two random college students that you'll find in a coffee shop building a business. But what's unique about us is we would not have been entrepreneurs had we not been students. So dropping out is something we have never thought of. Yeah. Honestly, having two sets of brown parents, that is something that you're not allowed to do, is to drop out. And going to school is not going to school is not an option that we had. So
yeah,
school, for how troublesome managing classes, homework, exams, and still a full-fledged startup was, I think what we did well was taking the initiative of working on our business right when we thought about it. We did not wait until we graduated. We did not sit upon it, still get some full-time corporate experience, and then build a startup. We started the day we thought of starting.
Yeah, I think like in anything in life, you can't do everything at once. We wish we had more than 24 hours in a day. And I think what a lot of people don't see a lot behind the scenes. And this was with other entrepreneurs as well. We're really good at showing the highlights of everything. I think one thing that a lot of people don't see is also the sacrifices. Madhav and I started this business when we were sophomores in school. And there are a lot of things that we missed out on. There were some parties, some hanging out with friends, some like college experiences that we simply didn't have. And I think like there's never going to be a perfect time to start something. If there is truly a dream that you have or a goal that you want to achieve, I think it does take a little bit of sacrifice from things that you've been doing, whether it's that one party you want to go to or something else. And I think that's how we truly were able to make time for it. And this is something that we really started to prioritize. And we're like, you know, none of this would have happened if, you know, we weren't able to put this on the front runner.
I don't know about you, but that doesn't exactly paint the picture of my time in college, but maybe it should have. Anyway, moving on, we talked about how the company came together, but I want to know, how did they come together? So much of success in partnerships are two people who are just vibing together. One person is good at this, one person is good at that, and they just come together forming like Voltron. So I wondered, how did this dream team actually come to be?
Yeah, so Tanvi and I met way before we started working on Brace together. We met the first day of freshman year going to this university in East Lansing, Michigan. They put all the STEM majors together in the same residential hall. So Tanvi and I met the first day of classes in our residential building. Did not know 2 years down the line we'll be working on our first startup together. But we started working together in Feb of 2024 is when we actually started working on the business. I initially took entrepreneurial classes to learn more about how do you structure a company, how do you even get started, while we both were still computer science majors. And then in February 2024, I convinced Tanvi that both of us should switch our majors from computer science to applied engineering sciences, which is the mix of mechanical, material science, and supply chain all in one. So I think I was bad influence at first, but once we both got started, we realized how many common experiences that we had had. One was losing out on athletic careers because of injury. Second, having some expertise in mechanical engineering and supply chain. And then our lifelong interest and love for Shark Tank. So we had a lot of common interests, common goals. And that's how we actually got started. For the longest time, we just thought it would be a one-man army, just me working on the business. But I was quick to realize that I wasn't the smartest person in the room. And that's when I found Tanvi in February 2024.
Did I mention how lovely these two are? So happy when you can talk to people who are just seem genuinely good people, genuinely smart people who really earned a fantastic win. And so I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more from them as the company expands, and I'm sure more inventions are on the way. I can just feel it in my bones. Well, thank you so much for listening. If you're listening to this as it comes out live, a happy Memorial Day to you. I hope you spend it with friends and family, get some much needed rest, and come back even stronger, ready to take on the world and invent something like, man, shoelaces that don't come untied. Now, my kids are old now, but I just, when they were like 3, man, my back is crying right now at what could have been, not bending over every 5 seconds because the damn shoes would not stay tied. All right, we're gonna leave on a positive note here. I'm not even gonna ask you to subscribe and like and leave comments or subscribe to our newsletter at info.entrepreneur.com/HSH. I'm not even gonna ask you to check out my Substack. This should be fun. I'm not even going to ask you to go over to Bandcamp and check out more music from the makers of our kick butt theme song, Nika RPM. I'm not going to ask anything of you. I'm just going to ask you to go have a hot dog, a cool beverage of choice, and just relax. Can you do that? Can you relax? I know you can.